Hello, London lecture number 16, evening, September 9th, 1971, London Temple.
कृष्णे परतो सतो वा मिथो विपद्दीत गृहव्रतानां अदान्तको भी विशतां तमिश्रम पुनः पुनश्चर वितचर बनाना अदान्तको भी विशतां तमिश्रम अदान्त मीन्स अनकंट्रोल्ड Our materialistic life means we cannot control our senses and the mind. The mind is dictating that enjoy your senses in this way. What is it called? And we are enjoying our senses. Materialistic life means stop that. We don't want it. Materialistic life means sense gratification. This sense gratification process is going on life after life. So many varieties of life means different standard of sense gratification. Krishna is so kind that he has given us full liberty to gratify our senses. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogoban chakare. We are part and parcel of Krishna, but we are living entities, and because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got all the desires of Krishna in small particles. As our existence is a small particle, just like try to understand gold and a small particle of gold. So this small particle of gold has got all the qualities of the original gold. Just like sense gratification, Krishna has got also propensity for sense gratification. He is the original sense gratifier, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loko maheswaram. Supreme enjoyer. Where from the enjoying spirit of us come? Because it is there in Krishna. Janmadasya jata, the Vedanta Sutra says, everything is originated from Krishna. Parabrahma, or the Absolute Truth, means where everything is generated. That is Absolute Truth. Therefore, our desire for sense gratification is from Krishna. Here is the perfect sense gratification. Krishna and Radharani. The same thing as here, young boys and girls They try to enjoy senses. But where this propensity comes from? It is coming from Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. The quality of sense gratification is there. Therefore, we being part and parcel of Krishna, the quality of sense gratification also there. But the difference is, here we are trying to gratify our senses in the material world. Therefore, we are frustrated. Krishna consciousness means that you gratify your senses in association with Krishna. Then it is perfect. The same example, just like this finger. The finger, there is a nice sweet ball or a nice food stuff. The finger picks it up, but it cannot enjoy. It has to be, the food stuff has to be given to the stomach, and then the finger also can enjoy. Similarly, we cannot gratify our senses directly, but when we join with Krishna, when Krishna enjoys, then we can enjoy. This is our purpose. The same example. The finger independently cannot eat anything, cannot enjoy the sweet ball, nice sweet ball. The finger can pick it up and put it in the stomach, and the stomach enjoys, the finger enjoys. This is our purpose. So, we have to purify the propensity of sense gratification materially. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchya. We have to be purified. What is that purification? That we cannot enjoy anything directly. We have to enjoy through Krishna. Prasadam. Just like we take prasadam. The nice food stuff prepared, we don't take directly. We take through Krishna. First of all, you offer to Krishna and then take it. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty, but you become purified. The eating process is the same, but if you eat directly, then you become materialistically encumbered. But if you offer to Krishna and then take it, then you become free from all contamination of material life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagyasishta sino santa muchyante sarva kilmisai. Bhunyante te agham papam je pachyanti atmakarana. Jagyasishta sino santa. Santa, devotees. They take prasadam after offering to Krishna. That is called yajna. Whatever you offer to Krishna or Vishnu, that is called sacrifice, yajna. Krishna's or Vishnu's another name is Jagapati. So yajnasishtasino santa muchyante sarvakilmisai. Whatever we do here within this material world, there is some sort of sinful activity. We do not know, imperceptibly, just like killing or some animals, is sinful activity. But even if we do not willingly kill some animals, when you are walking on the street, we are killing so many animals. When you are drinking water, And below the waterfall there are so many ants and microbes, they are being killed. When we ignite fire, there are so many small microbes, they also become burned into the fire. When you rub the pestle and mortar for having spices, so many small microbes, they are killed. So we are responsible for them. Therefore, willingly or unwillingly, we are becoming entangled in so many sinful activities. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita says, Jagyasista Sino Santa Muchanti Sarvakilmiso. If you take the remnants of foodstuff, of yoga, after offering yoga, then you become free from all contamination. Otherwise, Bunjante te abhang papam. Jepachanti atma karana, one who is cooking for eating personally without offering to Krishna, he is simply eating all sinful resultant action. This is our position. Therefore, here it is said that generally persons adanta gobhi visatang tamisra, because they cannot control their senses, adanta. Adanta means uncontrolled. Go means senses. Visatang tamisram. Tamisram means this materialistic way of life, repeated birth and death in different species of forms. That is called tamisram. I do not know what is my next life. But next life is there. And before us, there are so many species of life. And I can become one of them. I can become a demigod. I can become a cat. I can become a dog. I can become Brahma. There are so many forms of life. Sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja. The next life, I will have to accept one of the forms, even if I do not want. Suppose if somebody says, next time will you like to take the form of a dog or a hawk? I may not like it. But the law of nature, after giving up this body, I am existing in this body, I have to accept another body according to my karma. That is in the hands of nature. Karmana daivanetrena. Daivanetrena by superior supervision. You cannot order that give me the body of Brahma, give me the body of Indra or a king or something exalted. That is not in your hand or in my hand. That will be judged by the superior agent of God, Krishna, and you will have a body. Therefore, it is our duty to prepare a body which will help me to go back to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, Matinna Krishna. Krishna Mati means Krishna consciousness. Mati means Krishna consciousness. Matinna Krishna Parato Satova. Parato means taking instruction from others. Taking instruction from Guru. Nobody goes to take instruction from anyone unless one accepts a guru or spiritual master. So even one has got nice guru, he cannot also give Krishna consciousness if he has determined himself to remain in this material world. Matinna Krishna Parato Satoba. And sato means by mental speculation, judging, considering him oneself, personally. And parato means taking instruction from others. Matinna Krishna Parato Satoba. Mitho vipa mitho. Meeting, just like we are talking about Krishna consciousness in this meeting. Mitha. Mitha means in assembly. So griha vritana. If our determination is that I shall remain in this material world, I shall enjoy this material life, then Krishna consciousness is important. Matinna Krishna Parato Sato. Whose decision is that I shall try to make my life in this material world as everyone is trying. All kinds of political, philanthropical, humanitarian activities are going on. For what purpose? To make material life happy and prosperous. That's all. Which is not possible. One should understand it definitely. Then in the material world, however you may try to make adjustments, you cannot be happy. It is not possible. So that we must first of all understand, that we cannot be happy. The example I have given many times, just like if you take out a fish from water, you can give it very comfortable velvet lying down, bedstead. The fish cannot be happy, it will die. Because the fish is the animal of water, it cannot be happy without water. Similarly, we are all spirit souls. Unless we are in spiritual life or in the spiritual world, we cannot be happy. That is our position. Everyone is trying for that spiritual realization, but he does not know. Therefore, he is trying to be happy here in material condition. He is becoming frustrated, confused. So we have to withdraw this understanding that we shall be very happy by making adjustment of this material world. That we have to understand first of all. Then Krishna consciousness will be effective. As I told last night, that our students, these boys and girls, they have been very much detestful in the materialistic way of life. Otherwise, their coming of great nation, just these American boys and girls, their fathers and their guardians, they are not poor. There is no scarcity of food or any material enjoyment. Why they are being frustrated? In India, you may say, India is poverty-stricken. They may be frustrated due to poverty. But why American boys and girls are being frustrated? That is the proof that materialistic way of life cannot make you happy. You may go on for some time to become happy, but happiness will never come from materialistic way of life. That's a fact. So those who are trying to be happy by adjustment of materialistic way of life, they cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, these boys and girls' frustration and confusion in the materialistic way of life is a qualification to come to Krishna consciousness. We have got a good qualification that they are coming to Krishna consciousness. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jashyamo na ginnami hariseta dhanam sanai. Sometimes Krishna, to show some special favor to his devotee, he takes away his all material opulences. Dhanam sanai. Just like the Pandavas. The Pandavas, they were bereft of their kingdom, although Krishna was present there. Krishna as their friend was present there. Still, they became bereft of their kingdom. They lost their property. Their wife was insulted. They were driven away to the forest, although Krishna was there. This question was inquired by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Krishna. How is that? Indirectly, he inquired that you are our friend and why we are put into such difficulty. So Krishna replied to Yudhishthira Maharaj that this is my special favor. This is my special favor. Sometimes we cannot understand the special favor of Krishna. So this frustration of these boys, these American boys or English boys, in the materialistic way of life, is a good sign for accepting Krishna consciousness. They are searching after something nice. That is Krishna consciousness. Of course, it does not require to become poor to take to Krishna consciousness. But if anyone has the desire that I will become spiritually advanced, at the same time I shall enjoy this material life, that is not possible. These are two contradictory things. You have to become determined to be happy in spiritual life. That is real happiness. And this human form of life is specially meant for coming to that standard of spiritual life by tapasya, by voluntarily rejecting materialistic way of life. Therefore you'll find in the history of India many great kings, even at very young age, they left, just like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, at the age of 24 years only, he left his young wife, young children, and the whole empire, Bharatvarsha, and went to the forest for meditation. There are many instances. So, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was inquired by his father, that who has taught you this Krishna consciousness? Because he knew that he is my son, king's son. He does not go to mix with anyone else. He simply takes his lesson from the appointed teacher. How is that? This boy has 5 years old only and he is so much Krishna conscious. So you are surprised. He asked him that how you have taken to this Krishna consciousness? The answer is, that, my dear father, this Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved by a person like you, whose bhav is simply to enjoy this material world. Hiranna, Hiranna means gold, and Kashipu means nice bed, very soft cushioned bed. Hiranna Kashipu. Matinna Krishna Aparatu Satuva Mithovi Paddita Grihabratana Adanta Govi Visatanta Visram Puna Puna Charvita Charvanana. This materialistic way of life means chewing the chewed. Just like the father Father knows that I merit. I work so hard to maintain my family, and it is very difficult to keep the high standard of living in this age. We have to work very hard. Still, I engage my son also in the same way. In spite of my very bad experience, some materialistic way of life, still I engage my son in the same way. This is called punapunacharitacharmarana. Punapuna means again and again. Charvita, chewing, chewed things. Just like a sugar cane. Once has chewed it, taken its juice, it is thrown out in the street, and if somebody wants to taste it, how it is sweet, let me see. That is called chewing the chewed. Similarly, we have got very good experience about this materialistic way of life, hard struggle for life. But the human society, it is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, human beings, they are born of the quality of passion. There are three qualities in the material world: goodness, passion and ignorance. Therefore, they love to work very hard. And that very hard working is considered as happiness. That propensity of hard working, just like in London you will see, everyone is engaged in hard working from the morning. You will see all the buses and trucks, they are going with great speed, and people are going to the working office or factory. From morning till late night, they are hard working, and it is called advancement of civilization. So, some of them are frustrated. They don't want it. They don't want it. It will be frustration. After all, it is hard work. Just like the hogs, they are working hard day and night for finding out where is to, where is to. That is their business. Therefore, in one sense, this kind of civilization is hogs and dog civilization. It is not human civilization. Human civilization means he must be sober. He should be inquisitive. A human being should be inquisitive to know who I am. Why I am put into this condition to work very hard, to get a few breads only. Why I am this uncomfortable situation? Where from I have come? Where I have to go? These are inquiries. These inquiries are called brahma-jignasa. The Vedanta Sutra begins, athata brahma-jignasa. A human being should be inquisitive to know these things. Who I am? Where from I have come? Where I have to go? Why I am put into this uncomfortable position? Krishna consciousness is for them who have become detestful of this material world. They are good candidates for developing Krishna consciousness. Then the inquiry may be that what for these men are working so hard? What is their goal of life? There is answer in the next verse by Nate Vidu Sartha Gating Vishnu. These people are working so hard because they do not know actually what is the goal of life. Nate Vidu. Vidu means knowing. No means not. These people, they do not know what is actually the goal of life. Nati vidu sarthagati. Everyone says that I am looking after my interest. But he does not know what is his interest. That he does not know. Nati vidu sarthagati Vishnu. he should know that his real interest is to make his progress toward Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. They do not know it. Why they do not know it? Durasaya. By their hope against hope. Durasaya. Du means which is very difficult to fulfill. I may hope something which is possible, that is good. But if I hope something which is never possible, that is called durasa. Asa means hope. And durasa means which will never be fulfilled. So here it is, the word is used, durasaya. Bahirathamanina. Bahi. Bahi means the external. That's why we are composition of external and internal energies of God. The external energy is this gross body. And the internal energy is the mind and ego, intelligence, and behind these both energies, external, this is external gross energy and external subtle energy. This body made of earth, water, air, and ether, this is called gross external energy. And there is subtle external energy. What is that? Mind, intelligence, and false ego. And behind that, I am the soul is there. I am the proprietor of this body made of, just like you are covered by the shirt and coat. The shirt and coat is external body. Real body, you are. Similarly, this body, this gross body, made of earth, water, air, fire, that is gross external energy of God or Krishna. And the mind and ego and intelligence, they are subtle, so you are covered. So one who has taken, just like if I think that simply by having nice shirt and coat I will be happy, is it possible? Unless you eat nicely, unless you sleep nicely, unless you have got your sense gratification, simply by putting on costly, nice shirt and coat, will you be happy? No, that is not possible. So, here we have taken this bahirathamanina. We want to be happy by adjustment of this external energy. Durasayaji bahirathamani. That cannot be. You are spirit soul. You must have spiritual food. You must have a spiritual life. Then you can be happy. Simply, as you cannot be happy by having nice shirt and coat, similarly, simply by materialistic way of life, gross and fine. Gross means this high skyscraper building, machine, factories, nice road, good motor car. These are gross and subtle. Nice song, poetry, philosophy, that is subtle, subtle matter. So people are trying to be happy with this gross and subtle material existence. That cannot be. Durasayaji bahirathamani. Nate vidusat ratinghi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamani. Andhajathandhairupaniyamana. Why they have accepted this sort of civilization? Because they are led by blind leaders. Now, suppose we are conducting this Krishna consciousness movement. Nobody is interested. Very few interested. But if we give some false hope, that if you follow this path, then within 6 months you will become God and you will be all powerful. And then so many people will come. You see? Andha jatha andhai rupa niyamana. One blind leader giving, leading to other blind men. Suppose one blind man says that, all right, come, follow me, I shall help you crossing this big street, Moulsbury Street, all right. So he is blind, and the followers are also blind. The result will be, they will dash by some motor car or truck, and they all die. Andha jatha andhai rupa niyamana, stepi satantra urudami badhya. They do not know that we are tired up very hard by the laws, stringent laws of material nature. How we can become free from this material bondage? That is not possible. You have to take instruction who is not andha, who is not blind. That means whose eyes are open, who is liberated from this material bondage. You have to take instruction from him. Then you will understand what is your self-interest. Otherwise, if you take instruction from another blind man, you are already blind. If you take instruction from another blind man, then it will be not possible to become liberated from this material bondage. Nati vidu sarthakotin. Actually, his interest is Vishnu, just like a small child is crying. So what is the child's interest? It is searching after the mother's breast. So anyone who knows, immediately he takes the child and brings to the mother, take care of your child, he is crying. And the mother takes on the breast, the child is immediately healthy. The child cannot express what does he want, but he is simply crying. But one who knows what for he is crying or he is crying, he takes that, he helps the child, and the child is happy. Similarly, nate vidu sartham gatim hi Vishnu. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are actually crying for Krishna. But these false leaders, these blind leaders, they do not know. They are giving, instead of bread, they are giving stone. How one can be hurt? That is the position. Nate vidu sartadatim hi Vishnu durasayaje bahi arthamanina. Bahi arthamanina. Bahi, I have already explained. External energy. Gross external energy and subtle external energy. So, those who are interested with this gross external energy and subtle and external energy, their ambition of life will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. Those who are interested with Vishnu and one who is showing the path of Vishnu, he is his real friend. One who is giving Krishna consciousness, he is the real friend of the world. All others, leading to the external energy, they cannot give any happiness to this human society. That is the explanation given by Prahlad Maharaj. Nate vidu sartagatin hi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina andhajathandhi ruponiyamana. You cannot manufacture the process of your happiness by tackling this material energy. That is not possible. Because the material energy is not under your control. It is controlled by the Supreme. How you can overpower the material energy? That is not possible. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi jhesa gunamai mamo maya durataya. It is not possible to overcome the stringent laws of material nature. It is not possible. Daivi jhesa gunamai mamo maya. It is my energy. I am controlled. Mamiv jappapadvanti, mayami, tantarantite. But if somebody surrenders unto me, the whole process, whole material activities, the cosmic manifestation, situation is going on. Just to bring these revealed souls to come back to Godhead. That is the situation. The Maya, the stringent laws are there. Just like, the, what is the purpose of this police force and material force or military force? The purpose is to keep the citizens obedient to the state. That is the purpose. So long, at any time, if a citizen becomes disobedient to the state laws, he immediately put into the police custody. And if he is more powerful, then under military custody. Similarly, anyone who has rebelled against the superiority of God, he is put into the stringent laws of material nature and his suffering. That is the position. Therefore, his self-interest is to seek out the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. Sarvadhan mahan paritvajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. That will make you happy. Otherwise, if you simply try to adjust material things and become happy, that is not possible. This is the explanation of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, next verse, Prahlad Maharaj gives hint how one can seek out the path of Vishnu or Krishna consciousness. That is also given hint by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Naishang matistava durukramangri spishatta narthapa gamojadas. Anartha. We have created so many unnecessary things and become intact. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madhukhaja. If you want to get out of this anartha, unnecessary trouble and problems which you have created, anartha upasamam, if you want to cut down this unnecessary problem. This morning, I was seeing one picture of Berlin sent by one of my disciples. So I had been in Moscow also, this city I have seen. Very nice city. Berlin is very nice city. London is very nice city. But why they engage in fighting and bomb each other's city? Why this happened? Because they have lost their interest in Vishnu, in God. Therefore I am thinking, you are my enemy, I am your enemy, and we fight, they cats and dogs. But as soon as we come to the Vishnu understanding, Krishna understanding, these cities, these nice cities, this nice civilization can be maintained very nicely, you be happy. Jagga sister Sina Santa, you eat nicely, dance nicely, live nicely, and go back to home, back to God. Enjoy this life and next life. The Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. Everyone should take seriously, try to understand it seriously. It is authorized on the basic principle. It is nothing, something manufactured, unauthorized. So that is our request. So we are opening centers in different parts of the world to give opportunity to the people to understand his real interest. Vishnu, his real interest. That is our mission. So kindly help us and join us. Thank you very much. For
this lecture, you have to take this opportunity to be the last public speaking engagement by the Divine Grace in London.
That's fine.